Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. I'm reading from the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, which says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. That promise is given to the Gentiles who are in Christ, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon them. Why? Because Christ became the curse for us when he hung on that tree. That's what the Word of God says. Now, there are many times we know what the Word of God says, right? But there are many times we go through trials in life when we kind of forget about what the Word of God says. It kind of fades into the background and we get drowned in our own circumstances to the point where we can't really think objectively. And people come up to me and they ask questions like this. Do you think I'm under a curse? Do you think God cursed me? And we're talking about born-again Christians here. Do you think God cursed me? Do you think my parents or grandparents did something that brought a curse upon me? Because they look at their situation. You know, maybe they were diagnosed with some kind of sickness. Maybe their children are giving trouble. Maybe their husband or wife is giving trouble. Maybe they're having a lot of problems with their job. Maybe they're out of a job. And maybe they're in real financial hardship. And they begin to question, is all of this happening to me because I'm under a curse? Did I commit some sin? Did my parents commit some sin? Did somebody work witchcraft on me? And what normally happens when they're not properly grounded in the Word of God? They end up in these fly-by-night churches, which I've been talking a lot about in recent programs. And they go to these churches that promise they're going to break curses, they're going to cancel witchcraft, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. And they go to these churches only to realize that what these charlatans really want is their money, and they take thousands upon ten thousands of dollars from them and leave them broken, desolate, and their problems have not changed. And they go down that road. And usually they end up disillusioned with Christianity, with church, and they backslide. All because they're not grounded in the Word of God. So I want to share from the Word of God. Is it possible for a Christian to be cursed? Are your trials in life because of some curse that God put upon you, or that the devil put upon you, or that God allowed to come upon you? Did God forsake you? Let's read what the Apostle Paul has to say about this. The Apostle Paul provides an excellent case study of somebody who went through trial after trial. God said, come, let me show you the things that you must suffer for my name. And that was the story of Paul's life ever since he got saved. It was trial after trial, persecution after persecution, and he talked about it in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, reading from verse 7. He said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Verse 8, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Let's read that again. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. Do you feel like you're hard-pressed on every side? That there's pressure on you from every side? You feel like you're between a rock and a hard place, or between the devil and the deep blue sea? When you go at home, your children are giving trouble. Your children are on drugs. Maybe your children are in crime or in some kind of gang. Your husband is giving trouble. When you go to work, your boss is giving trouble. Your finances are giving trouble. Your health is giving trouble. Do you feel like there's pressure on every side and you feel like you're praying to God and your prayers are just bouncing off the ceiling? We are hard pressed on every side, yet we are not crushed. Hard pressed on every side means like you're in a room and the walls are just closing in around you. The ceiling is collapsing on you. The ground is lifting up and you're being crushed. You're being compressed in this little room. Yet, you're hard pressed on every side. Yet, you're not crushed. Do you feel like this? Even though everything is going wrong and hell is breaking loose all around you, there is some glimmer of hope. You know what the Word of God said. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Have you ever gone through a trial that just took you by surprise? And you are now perplexed, you are confused, you don't know what hit you. It took you by surprise, you didn't expect it, you weren't prepared for it. But deep down inside, you knew it did not take God by surprise. You knew that before the foundation of the world, God knew that that would happen to you at that very moment. And you knew it didn't take God by surprise. We are perplexed, but not in despair, because we know that God is not perplexed. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. Do you feel like everyone is against you? You feel like everyone is against you, and there's nobody to turn to. But deep down inside, you know that God is for you. And deep down inside, there's that little glimmer of hope, because you read somewhere or you heard somewhere that if God be for you, who could be against you? We are struck down, but not destroyed. I remember watching a boxing match a few years ago. Well, I was watching the recording, right? I wasn't born when this match actually played out. I was watching a video of it between Muhammad Ali and George Foreman. George Foreman had the most ferocious punch in boxing history. He will knock you out with one punch, right? George Foreman, during this, he was one of the most fearsome boxers, and he was fighting Muhammad Ali, and he was just punching Muhammad Ali left, right, and center. He dominated that fight from beginning to end, but Muhammad Ali just would not go down. He would just not go down. Foreman was hitting him with everything he had. And Ali would just shout out, "That's all you got? That's all you have?" And Foreman said he didn't know what to do. He was just hitting this man and he would not go down. And I believe the 8th or the 9th round, Ali just connected with a few punches and Foreman was knocked to the ground. He was out. And that was the only time in his career he actually ever got knocked out. Muhammad Ali was struck down, but he was not destroyed. And do you feel like that sometimes? Like, you just can't take it anymore? You're almost to the brink. You're almost at the breaking point where you just can't take it anymore. But you're not down. Or maybe you're down, but you're not out. You're struck down, but you're not destroyed. And you're almost at the breaking point, but you're not at the breaking point. Because there is a little glimmer of hope. You know that God is for you. You know that God is fighting for you. You know, just like the footprints in the sand, God is carrying you. You see, that's what gives us the glimmer of hope. That's how Paul looked at life. You could say he was an optimist. You could say that if you want. He had all the trials going on, but he was never worried because he knew that God was for him. If Paul chose to look at the evidence in his life, he would go crazy. Because he went through trial after trial. There were death threats upon Paul's life. There were people who took a vow that they were not going to eat food until they killed Paul. So I'm guessing that they probably starved to death. Either that or they broke their vow. But that was what Paul had to go through. He had death threats. He was in jail. He was shipwrecked. Trial after trial after trial. Yet, here's what he said in verse 16 of 2 Corinthians 4. We do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing. yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. If Paul had to look at the evidence in his life, he would go mad. He would fall apart. He would suffer a nervous breakdown. He would backslide. He would fall to pieces, because the evidence was overwhelming against him. The evidence was unanimous. Hey, God forsook you. God, you're under a curse. That's what the evidence said. But Paul was not looking at the evidence. Paul was looking at something that was not seen, because the Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see, when you look at the trials in your life, they could be interpreted in two different ways. You see, you could look at your own finances and say, you know, I'm really badly off. But then you could look at all of the starving people in Africa and India and all these places and think to yourself, you know what? Thank God. God has been gracious to me. You could look at the evidence in your life, and you could look at it both ways. You could look at all the trials you face and say God forsook you. Or you could look at the blessings and say, thank God for this. God has given me something to hold on to. But at the end of the day, the evidence doesn't really matter. The evidence is misleading. What you see around you is misleading, because that's just temporary. What is not seen is eternal. And what is more important than evidence of your life, your life circumstances, what's more important than that is what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, whom the Lord loves, he chastens. So how could trials be a sign that God cursed you, when the Bible itself, the Word of God says, trials are evidence that God is for you? You look at the situation, your situation may say, well, God forsook you, but the Word of God says, I am with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you. The evidence will say, you know, somebody worked up witchcraft on me. I'm under some kind of curse. My ancestors sinned. My parents sinned. I'm under a curse. But the Word of God says, Jesus became the curse that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ. You see, evidence is misleading. Evidence is subjective. The evidence that you see around you, it's temporal, and it could be interpreted in so many different ways. The only thing that really matters at the end of the day is what the Word of God says. And the Word of God says you are blessed and not cursed. Trials in life are not a sign of a curse. Trials don't mean that God forsook you. Whom the Lord loves, he chastens. At the end of the day, all that really matters is what the Word of God says. And once that Word is planted in your heart, you will find that you're able to go through trials, and you will have a strength that you didn't know you had. You will be just like David. You cry and you weep and you have your pity party, but then you will encourage yourself in the Lord and you will just rise up in strength. In a future session, like I said, we'll talk more about curses and blessings. We will look at people like King Saul and Eli, who were actually cursed by God, and you will see what a curse looks like. And I could guarantee you that if you're in Christ, whatever you're going through, I guarantee you it's not a curse. Because the Word of God says, I don't need to look at your evidence. I don't need to know what you're going through. All I need to know is what the Word of God says. You are above and not beneath. You are blessed and not cursed. Why? Because Christ became the curse for you. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.